You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Coming up this weekend, Hemi Hemingway and his Snowflakes are going to be playing in Tamaki Makaurau. Kia ora, Hemi. How are you this morning?
Morena, I'm all good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. It's lovely to chat with you. You've been busy. You've got a new album coming out a little bit later this year. And, of course, you've been touring around and playing with your band. What's been happening? How are you feeling about this new music?
Feeling good. It's nice to have it out in the world because some of it was sort of written and pretty much ready about 3 years ago, so it's been a slog at times with everything that's been going on, multiple lockdowns still, but you know, feeling really good about it.
That's awesome. When you're writing, what's the process like for you? Is it personal stuff that you're working through? Is it kind of characters that you're building? How do you experience that world of Hemi Hemingway?
You know what, it's a bit of both. So often it is personal infused in there along with I think I absorb stuff that's going on around me or that I read in novels and stuff like that, and sort of makes me it sort of seems to be the sort of collective kind of understanding of processing trauma or pain or emotional sort of stuff. And yeah, it just kind of comes to be, and then I often will go, oh, that's what that's about, once it's finally finished.
I'm interested that you say it kind of comes sometimes from things you're reading, because I sort of wondered about that. There is quite like a literary feeling to some of the characters that appear in your music and the ideas that you're working with. It's really nice to be able to draw on stuff that you're absorbing. When that comes to music, what is it that you sort of find yourself gravitating towards?
What, you mean music that influences me?
Yeah.
Oh, everything. sometimes nothing.
Yeah.
sometimes it's frustratingly, I feel frustratingly blank. But most recently, obsessed with 80s bangers. And, just sort of absorbing all that stuff. And there's, Otis Harding and like the old 60s. Sort of pop kind of stuff, Walker Brothers, the Ronettes was obviously an initial influence. Current bands like Shannon and the Clams and Cher Mag, and and lots of country as well.
I'm really enjoying that there seems like there's a sort of new wave almost of artists who are exploring country in a really interesting way, or sort of borrowing bits of country into what they're doing. And obviously that is something that you are exploring as well. What is it about country music as a very broad house that's intriguing to you?
You know what, I'm not sure. I feel like country music is kind of nostalgic, but also kind of you can often find new stuff in it every time you listen to it. And I think that's something that appeals to me, is that, it does have this sense of, it just sort of makes you feel kind of a million different ways all at once.
Mm.
And that's something that's quite exciting and quite nice to, with listening to music.
Yeah, totally. I guess it's also got a very long history of storytelling as well. And that seems like something you're very interested in too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I wish I could do it as well as, country artists do, but I'm working on it.
getting there.
Yeah.
Tell us about your Snowflakes. Who's in the band at the moment?
There is my twin brother plays guitar. Dean Blackwell is his name. Claire McNamara is playing bass. We have Ruben Topzand is playing piano. We have Elizabeth Hocking playing sort of sax and keys and BVs, and then Josh Dominikovich on drums as well.
Oh, awesome. Good crew you've got there.
It's a great crew. It's really fun. We did a few shows last weekend and just had, the shows were great, but the hanging out and just being real stupid and having heaps of fun was great as well.
That's what you want. I think if the sort of green room stuff feels enjoyable, then the rest is a bonus, isn't it?
Exactly. And then you can go on stage really relaxed, and that translates to an audience, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. So what can people expect from a Hemi Hemingway show? What are they coming to see?
That's a great question. I think there's a bit of performance to it, it looks aesthetically, visually, it looks interesting. And then, with six of us and with the style of music, it sounds quite big, and it sounds epic and stuff at times. And I think just a bit of a journey and a chance to to dance, but also to like reflect and cry if you want to.
get into your feels in a room full of people, I think.
Yeah, and you know what? And I think often as well, the room often feels like a safe space because we're all kind of, you know, all kind of going through the same thing.
Mm.
And so, you know, I think, I hope that people feel really comfortable in that.
Well, you've picked a good room for it, Whammy Back Room, and you've got the wonderful Bub who will be performing with you this weekend as well. It feels like it's going to be a really exciting year for you. What are you looking forward to about the record that you've got coming out? Strangers Again is the title. What's exciting about releasing this one for you?
Kind of everything. It's kind of it's a record of firsts for me. It's the first time I've ever released an album. I did everything myself, so I'm excited to just get it behind me, basically. But no, I'm very excited to have it out in the world and to just sort of be hopefully sort of working towards sort of a bit of a step up in the old, you know, in the old profile over here, and want to try and get sort of booking agent and people to help me out in those ways, like management and stuff like that, and try and, you know, set my sights overseas, you know, Oz and the States. And I mean, I lived in London for 9 years, so I really want to go back there and tour around the UK and Europe again.
It's exciting. It's an exciting thing. And I can totally understand that as well. Having the first record be something that you've, you know, really labored over yourself, to be like, maybe I could get some people to help me do some of the stuff for the next one, would be a nice feeling too. So I can imagine getting it out there will be a really satisfying feeling.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm always somebody as well who's like, you know, when I had, you know, sort of three or four of these songs for the album already written when I released the EP.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I'm kind of always looking ahead, and I think you kind of have to be, otherwise you can easily leave big gaps between releases, and you know.
Yeah, totally. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more from the record, and of course the gig this weekend will be heaps of fun. As mentioned, Whammy Back Room, Saturday, July the 1st with Bub. You can grab tickets from Under the Radar. Hemi Hemingway, thank you so much for speaking with us. We're going to spin your track Green Envy now. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too. Thanks for having me.
The clouds move over the sun. You tell me it can't be undone. I feel it all through my veins. And it's harder somehow to pull away from me now. Green envy, take me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.